Yeah, time now to talk a little bit of racing with Adam Pengilly from the Sydney Morning Herald. Good morning, mate.
Morning, Laurie. Morning, TK.
Corey Brown had an operation during the week. Things are okay.
They are. He's a very, very lucky boy, Laurie. He did an interview yesterday, though I heard some comments from saying that he's an extremely lucky man to still be walking after that fall. I think the extent of his injury probably caught a few people off guard. I think we knew it was a pretty bad fall, but he's had that surgery to stabilise his back. He's done a whole heap of screws and he's put in his back to stabilise that spine. He's got a cracked sternum and a punctured lung. And Corey basically said the doctors told him he's extremely lucky to still be walking. So he's going to fly home, hopefully to Sydney a little bit later today. There's no time frame on his return to the saddle. He does want to continue race riding in the future, but I think he's going to be out of the saddle for a pretty long time, guys.
Yeah, we just wish him a speedy recovery because he's one of those jockeys who can ride late when the majors come around as well, so always picks up some good rides. Ben Smith, this Newcastle trainer, they haven't missed him.
No, TK, this is finally reaching some sort of conclusion, hasn't it, after the stewards decided on the penalty after charging with a string of offences. He's going to miss 4.5 years out of the sport. His qualification is going to last one. Now, Ben's obviously got the right to appeal that sentence. We'll wait and see what happens there. But yeah, he's being charged with a number of offences, obviously, including some of those relating to Cobalt administration. And 4.5 years on the sideline for Ben. It's been a roller coaster, it must be said, after winning a couple of Group 1s. And then all of a sudden, he's now going to be on the sidelines for a pretty long time.
Glenn Boss, where's he going to base himself permanently, mate?
Yeah, there's been some conjecture, Laurie, about when he returned from Singapore, whether he'd come back to Melbourne and base himself permanently down there or head back to Queensland. And I think Bossy decided that Queensland's going to be the go for him. So, as they say, they always come home to roost. And being a Queensland boy, Bossy wants to re-establish his career eventually up there in Brisbane and probably ride out the rest of his days up there in Queensland. And as we've spoken about in the program before, guys, he'll run amok up there. If he gets back to anywhere near his best form up there in Queensland, he'll command all the best rides and I expect him to be riding a lot of winners in the coming years.
And ride light, you know. He can ride light as well, so he'll get the pick of the crop up there. Moonee Valley, now there's WS Cox Plate. Well, you mentioned about the $1 million bonus for an overseas runner, but there could be something for a domestic runner.
Yeah, they've got this $2 million bonus, TK, for these international horses to win selected races overseas and then come out and win the Cox Plate.
Yep.
And a few people are asking question marks about whether what are they going to do for the local horse and the domestic connections? And they've hinted at getting a bonus system in place. The details of that are yet to be finalised, but I think it's a very strong chance they're going to be announcing something in the coming weeks where they will offer some bonuses for winning local races and then going on to win the Cox Plate. So it's a big year for the Moonee Valley Racing Club. They need to regenerate this Cox Plate, given that Winx won't be there this year, headlining their main feature race during the carnival. So we'll wait and see what type of field they come up with later this year.
Yeah. Any hint of the races that it could be the bonus?
No, I think they will probably predominantly be Victoria races, TK.
Oh, definitely.
You would think so.
I'll tell you one thing, Adam. They're not going to be New South Wales races.
Wouldn't that be great if there was?
That would be cross-state cooperation in the racing industry.
No, it's not going to happen anytime soon, is it? No actual clarity on which races it will be. But I think it's great because they put so much eggs into the basket trying to get these international runners. I think they need to try and provide a little bit of an incentive for some of the local connections to work towards what I still regard as our best weight for age racing in Australasia.
Good on you, mate. Well done.
Thanks, boys.